courtside for the entire series, my friend and yours. Always a pleasure to welcome to the show. Actually, one of my favorite parts of doing this is having this guy on the show. Matt Devlin, at @Matt_Devlin on Twitter, Toronto Raptors play-by-play. All right, man, you saw it firsthand. You were there for all of it. How ugly was it, or how pretty was it if you were a Washington Wizards fan?
Well, it was extremely pretty if you're a Washington Wizards fan. I think, you know, unfortunately, you go back to game one, you lose home court in overtime, and that was extremely, you know, difficult for the Raptors, you know, despite the fact that, you know, you look at that game and you say walking away from it that Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan didn't play well, Lou Williams didn't play well, but John Wall and Bradley Beal didn't play well. And you come into game two and you expect, okay, just like last year, you get the split, and that just never happened. And, you know, ultimately, you know, this is a guard-driven team. Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, the top scoring backcourt in the Eastern Conference, and John Wall and Bradley Beal outplayed them throughout this series. And it's hard to take if you're, you know, Kyle Lowry or DeMar DeRozan. John Wall had three consecutive double-doubles, 49% during the regular season, Joey. 49% of his assists are generated from inside the paint. Washington is a team that during the regular season doesn't shoot a tremendous amount of threes, but in the last two games of this series made, I believe, 27 threes, 12 in game three, and then backed that up with 15 last night, which was a franchise playoff record. So it's tough to take if you're a player, if you're a coach, and if you're a Raptor fan. Certainly when you think about, you know, going back to the start of the season and the way that the season did start.
So game one, the Raptors had over 270 passes, almost 280 passes, right? And that started going downhill to the point of this being a team that attacks from the guard position. It looks like way too much because there really wasn't a heck of a lot else going on. You know, ball pressure, really fast pace in the series. Raptors averaged 26 fewer passes per game than they did in the regular season when they ranked 24th in the category. So it wasn't like they were high to begin with, right? And they also averaged 56 fewer passes per game than the Wizards. So what I take away from that is ball movement was obviously a big issue in this series.
Well, it was, but it was that way during the regular season. They played a lot of isolation basketball. And I know that, you know, there was a sense that they felt that, you know, during the postseason that would be okay because when things break down, you know, you're able then to, you know, have one-on-one situations. But when you go back and you look at the regular season, you know, a lot of what the Raptors did revolved around, you know, Kyle and Lou and DeMar, you know, having that isolation. And it worked during the regular season. Regular season's regular season. But I think we all understand that when you make the extra pass, you know, typically good things happen. We saw that certainly during the playoffs last year with San Antonio. But even still, you know, outside of game one, you know, they're pretty much able to score, you know, in this series. They certainly in the backcourt didn't have, you know, what they needed to have. Washington, you know, what they were able to do, pressure the key players on this team, taking them out of the game and essentially saying, okay, if JV, Jonas Valanciunas, and Amir Johnson can beat us, you know, go right ahead. But ultimately it was the defense, and that's been something that Dwayne Casey's talked about for a long time, as well as the rebounding. You know, that goes back to training camp when he talked about rebounding and thought that that would be an issue for them. And while during the regular season they were able to get away with it because of their offense and because of the three-point shooting, that wasn't the case in the playoffs.
Matt_Devlin on Twitter, and we're taking tweets. The commiseration has begun, and the conjecture on what the Raptors will do this offseason. And fans are frustrated from the standpoint, Matt, that, you know, Masai didn't really do much, brought in Lou, let the team play, let Casey coach the team that was basically here when he got it. Look, we know that this team was ahead of schedule, quote-unquote, jettisoning Rudy Gay and Bargnani were incredible feats unto themselves. But it's pretty simple. When two teams are evenly matched, and despite the fact that the Raptors won the season series, that was the regular season, the team that plays like a team is going to win the series. And as you said, you know, this is a team that played an isolation game much of the season, relied on the guards big time. And it looked to me that Washington played more like a team and brought guys. I mean, listen, Porter, I won't say came out of nowhere, you know, very, very high draft pick. But, you know, Porter was a bit of a revelation for this team in the series. And Paul Pierce, say what you want. You know, I mean, right after the game, he trolled fans on Twitter. He posted the picture of himself that he's the king of the North. And then there's a picture of, you know, Drake with his Washington Wizards jersey underneath. I give it up to Paul Pierce, man, 37 years old and taking flat-footed threes and making them. How good was he in this series?
Well, he was, I thought, really, I mean, we could talk about Wall and Beal, but, you know, Pierce was certainly a difference maker. That was the case in game one. Savvy veteran, and I think his presence, you know, in that locker room was a massive difference. And as he said to Otto Porter and talked about after game three, he's, look, I've been in that kid's ear, you know, all year long, and I'm sure, you know, he just got tired of listening to me, and he finally said, okay, I'll do what you're telling me. You know, Otto Porter went from 19 minutes a game during the regular season, Joey, to 33, 34 minutes a game in the playoffs, and his length on DeMar DeRozan really disrupted DeRozan. You go into this series, and through the first three games, DeMar was shooting 52% against Paul Pierce, 23% against Otto Porter, and that was certainly a difference. But, you know, he made more threes than anybody else on that team during the regular season, Paul Pierce, and he was able to do that again during this postseason. He was just outstanding, and I think that that was, you know, a big reason why this team had success. And, you know, as far as the Raptors are concerned and Masai, if you go back to the trade deadline and the All-Star break, the Raptors were able to knock off the Clippers, then San Antonio, and then Washington. And there was a sense in that locker room that, you know, the chemistry and what was going on in that locker room, you wanted to keep everything together. And the players wanted to keep it together. And so I think Masai looked at it. And if you also look at, there's a high price to be paid for players around that trade deadline. So I think I can understand why he would say, okay, you guys believe in, you know, one another. I'm going to pull back. You guys think you can, you know, carry this through and do what you need to do. Fine. They come back out of the All-Star break. They pound Atlanta 105-80. They were 37-17 at that time. But then right after that, that's when things really started, you know, to become more of a roller coaster ride. And, you know, unfortunately, very abrupt ending to this season, not the way that I think anybody pictured this. You know, could you picture them losing the first round? Yes. Could you picture them getting swept in the first round? No.
No. And could you get them? Could you picture them getting swept the way that they did? Bill Yates on Twitter asks, he says, ask Matt about James Johnson. Where the heck was he all series?
Well, I think, you know, he got limited minutes. He was brought in, obviously, during the last offseason to play defense. And ultimately, you know, it comes down to, if you're a head coach, who do you trust on the floor? And we saw him play, as we both know, in game two, and he didn't make a difference. I like James Johnson, but whether he played or didn't play in the series, that wasn't going to be, you know, or make a difference. There were times during the course of the season where things, you know, did work out for James, but there are other times when, you know, that wasn't the case. You know, a lot of times on the weak side, you know, from a defensive standpoint, I know that the coaching staff liked to use him at the four. James, I don't think, was as crazy about playing, you know, the four, undersized. And there were nights where he had some good nights, but James Johnson playing or not playing in this series, I don't think that was, you know, a difference. And it's just, you know, unfortunate that the Raptors ultimately went out the way they did.
It is 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Joey Vendetta on this Monday, April the 27th, and Matt Devlin, our guest. A couple more minutes here, Matt. Moving forward, when you look at this team, the amount of money committed to certain players, look, Amir coming off the books, Landry off the books, Hayes, Lou Williams, they got to figure out a way to re-sign him. Hansborough, don't know what they do there. If you look at free agents and who's available, realistically, let's get realistic about unrestricted free agents. We know Gasol, Aldridge, both unrestricted. You know, Kevin Love's got a player option, and after what Kelly Olynyk did to him yesterday, I don't know that he's going to Boston anytime soon after that WWE armbar. DeAndre Jordan is a guy that I've said all year, and having seen him a lot with the Clippers, is a guy that could have helped this team. He's still in the playoffs. You know, the Clippers won last night, Chris Paul and Blake leading the way, but what does this team need moving forward to get to that next level to win a seven-game playoff series?
Well, you know, it'll be interesting summer, the decisions that Masai, you know, makes, because this is a team that's payroll goes from 81 down to 48, so there is money to spend. The decision as to whether or not you even, you know, do you want to re-sign Lou Williams? Had a great regular season, career high 15.5 points. We saw how he struggled during the playoffs. That'll be a decision. But I think from a starting unit, you know, rebounding's number one. From a power forward perspective, Amir Johnson, one of my favorite players, great individual. Did he play his last game as a Raptor? We'll find out. Is he better suited for coming off of the bench? I think a lot of people would agree that would be the case. So I think you look at the four, somebody on the inside to help out JV as far as rebounding. And then also at the three position with Terrence Ross, we really started to see, you know, Terrence, you know, kind of just continue to be inconsistent. And so, you know, what develops at that three guard, or pardon me, the three spot at the small forward. You know, he's really naturally a two. So I think those are two areas that you would definitely look at during the offseason. But, you know, at this stage, because Masai did make a move at the All-Star break, didn't make a move at the trade deadline, you know, this really allows him to pull back, take a look, and really see and evaluate where he would like to go in the future. He's had two great years where they won 48, a franchise record, backed it up with 49, another franchise record. And now to make that next step, what exactly, you know, does he need to do? That allows him, with the way that this season ended, to really take a look at each and every piece on this team.
Matt, thank you as always for doing this. Unfortunately, we won't hear you for the next little while calling play-by-play, and I know personally I will miss you.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy, and thanks so much. And next time you hear me with a little bit of play-by-play, I'll be filling in for Buck, doing some Jays, and certainly look forward to that.